rise in 3 minutes. Let me carry my Bible. Okay. Come. Is there a microphone? Is there a microphone? Hey. Jesus. This one you are coming without notes. You seem so confident. Okay.
Hallelujah.
So where are you going? You are going back to carry the note. You couldn't come out with the note.
Last Friday. No,
go back. Get it.
Okay, sir.
Next time you come out with the notes, don't act like.
Praise the Lord. Last Friday, Papa talked about the believer's battle and began to expand to us how the enemies can afflict the believer. Say, affliction is programmed by oppression. And he begins to tell us problem expanders, the first one. And the second one, he says, star otters.
What is a problem expander? Is it an affliction or is it an oppression? Is what? Agent of affliction.
Of affliction, yeah. So he said problem expanders, even if you have a little mistake, maybe it doesn't warrant to anything. But
number two. Go to number two.
Okay, sir. Number two, it says star hunters. Those are people that hurt your star. Like Jesus, when he was born in Matthew 2, they saw his star from the east and they came to inquire. Then the third one was evil spies. Those, they walk around you. They always try to be around you to make sure they look for information to afflict you. And the last one spoke about witchcraft token. Like when we sleep, we eat in the dream and some other things.
Some other things like what? You are talking as if it's a borrowed course.
Like sexual intercourse in the dream. Maybe you wake up, you see marks all over your body and others.
55 over 100. If I will score you, I'll give you 55 over 100. Amen. There's something he didn't say. I connected something to something. I connected affliction to something. To what? How did I say it? The way you stood up, I had hope.
The strength of oppression is stand affliction.
Up.
You said the strength of oppression is affliction.
Hi, you have just spoiled it. Christians are not possessed. You have sit down. There's an entry point. I also mentioned that. Okay, this is my contribution. There's something I'm looking for.
The strength of the enemy is oppression.
Uh-huh.
Why the strength of oppression is affliction?
Bam. The strength of the enemy is what? Oppression. And the strength of oppression is what? It was after I said that, I now said there are agents of affliction. I now give that to you. That man, you cannot prepare lesson notes. Don't be a teacher. You need to learn how to prepare lesson notes. Amen. So we stop at witchcraft tokens. The believer's battle. Now, when you become a child of God, when you become born again, when Jesus comes into your life, the reason God leaves you behind to stay in this world is so that there are battles you are going to encounter. Our becoming believers is compared to when the children of Israel left Egypt and they went to the promised land. So right now, as though it's like we are in a wilderness going to the promised land, which is heaven. We have left Egypt, which is the world. So it's like we are on our way to the wilderness, to the promised land. So all of the battles you are encountering in our lives are battles that God has kept to toughen us, according to the book of Judges, chapter 3, from verse 1 and 2. These battles are there to toughen us, to make us strong. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 17:21 that the children of Israel set the battle in array against the Philistine, army against army. If the battle was in array, the Bible says in Psalm 24:8, he was talking about the Lord mighty in battle. God is a God of battle. The Bible says in Exodus 15:3 that the Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. You see that? The Lord is the man of war, the Lord is his name. There are people who God, listen, your ability to fight this end time is what stands you out in every field of the devil. 2 Samuel 21:17, when David went out to fight, the Bible says one of the men said to David, he said, you will no more fight with us again, because if you keep fighting, you will quench the light of Israel. There are people that carry the light of their family. There are people that carry the light of a nation. Some carry the light of their family. And that light is what attracts the kind of battles you experience. Life is spiritual. Anything you are seeing today that is happening now already happened in the spirit. Anything you are seeing already happened in the spirit. So all you are seeing, the physical, is nothing compared to what has happened in the spirit. So if you live in the spirit and understand how to operate in the spirit, you control life. I shared the story about a brother who went to a wedding. When he got to the wedding, he sat at the back. Time for food. They started sharing food from the front. Before he got to the back, they said the food had been exhausted. So the next wedding he attended, he decided to sit in the front. They took the food and started sharing from the back. They shared from the back. Before he got to the middle, the food had been exhausted. So the third wedding, he told himself, he's not going to sit behind or sit in front. He counted 15 chairs from behind, 15 chairs from behind, from the back. He sat at the middle. This time, two people carried the food. One started sharing from the front, one started sharing from the back. The guy, when he was getting to his turn, they ran out of food. He started crying. He said, this is the definition of my family. Anytime it is getting to our turn, something happens. Anytime it's getting to the turn of everyone to be favored, the family, he began to cry. You are laughing, but he was crying. He said, anytime it's getting there, something happens. And that has been how his life was. So he prayed and fasted. The next wedding he went to, as we were sharing sharing the food, he walked straight to one of the people sharing. He said, if it's a curse, I break it. Give me my food job. Give me my food. So that's exactly how you handle life. Life doesn't give you what you desire, it gives you what you demand. Battles are real. Battles are real. Battles. You don't just fight battle with energy. You fight battle with strategy and the spirit. Strategy and the spirit. Haman, in the book of Esther, it took Haman 1 year to plan. But it took Esther 3 days to scatter what Haman planned. You know why? She used fasting and strategy. What Haman planned for 1 year took Esther 3 days to destroy. Why? Esther started by saying in Esther chapter 4 from verse 14 to 16. He said, go and fast for me. I will go to the king, though it's against the law. If I perish, fasting break laws. And after doing that, she hosted the king. When she invited the king to the place, it was not the first day she invited the king that she made a demand. She was using wisdom. You see, you need the two of them. You need strategy, you need spirituality. Are you following me? You need strategy and what? You need what? And it's good to plan, but also you need to add the spirit to it. It's good to plan, but you also need to add the spirit to your plan. If not, you will plan. You will so plan, you have diary, you keep writing, and nothing comes to pass because you have the strategy, but you don't have the spirit. So number 5 is false accusation. Another seed of affliction is false accusation. Another strategy of affliction is false accusation. There are people. Now, I'm going to say this to us because we are going to pray today. There are people, there is something that follows them. It is called the spirit of false accusation. Anywhere they enter, give them 3 months. People must say something they are innocent of. And when they bring up the story, people believe. They paint it, they garnish it, they galvanize it. There are people that have left certain locations. Why? Because there were things that were said about them. Spirit of false accusation. It has brought depression on people. Brought depression. A young lady sent a woman a message that she's so sorry she has to open up to the woman and confess to her. He said, what happened? He said, your husband has been having an affair with me and I'm sorry, my conscience is troubling me. I have to open up to you. Please forgive me. Actually, I'm even pregnant for him. Said a lot of things. Obviously, knowing the man's itinerary, he said 2-3 weeks ago he was not at home. He said, yes. He said, he was with me. Last week, he was with me. Said a lot of things. As soon as the man was coming to the house, the wife was waiting at the door. The man came back. Ah, the traffic. Liar! This, my God, is not asleep. He has exposed you. She said a lot of nonsense, said so many things. The man said, what is going on? She has started calling people, crying, gathering her things. The way some women gather their load, eh? That's why if you are married and your wife has one bag that she doesn't open, be careful. That bag is already packed in case. And liar, you have been exposed, said all kinds of things. The man said, what is going on? For you know it, his phone was on fire. The in-laws were calling him. What is happening? That night, the man did not sleep. The lady called and was on the phone. He will see the wife. Who are you talking to? He will say all kinds of things. The man left. Before the man came back, the woman had gathered her things. Gathered her things, carried the 3 of the children. The man didn't know who to talk to. He didn't know what was going on. Finally, one of the in-laws broke the conversation. So the man said, I'm innocent. Like, shut up! She had not even seen who was talking to her. Said all kinds of things. Said all kinds of things. And after that, when they were done, the lady was doing this, called the man and told the man, he said, I told you, you are playing hard to get. I told you I will separate your family. Where is your wife? And the man kept quiet in tears. He was crying. 2-3 weeks later, the man was not at work. He wasn't coming to work. This lady called the other lady and opened up and said, I'm sorry, my conscience judges me. There was nothing like that. They packed the children back to their father who was not picking the call. Did everything to break the door open. The room was smelling. He has poisoned himself and died. The man poisoned himself. His children gone. Wife gone. He can't explain. Decomposed. Body, soul, and all of that. False accusation. There are people today. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. It follows them. And there are some people that get enriched. They can make money. You know what Zacchaeus said in Luke chapter 19 verse 8? He said, any way I have defrauded people and become rich. And Zacchaeus stood up and said, Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have taken anything from any man, by what? So how did Zacchaeus become rich? How did Zacchaeus become rich? False accusation. There are times when you are accused, keep quiet, but there are times, respond. Mark chapter 15 verse 3, the Bible says Jesus was, you know, they accused him falsely and he answered not a word. But the same Jesus, when he was questioned, I think in John, is it John chapter 10 or John chapter 18, 8 or 18, verse 6, the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. The Bible says, when he was questioned, he stooped down and began to write. He began to write. He responded to that accusation. Tell somebody, at times respond, at times be quiet. Some of, now, how many of you know John chapter 8 verse 6, he stooped down and responded. How many of you know that the pain of innocence hurts than the pain of guilt? Sometimes you may be faulty, but you are not guilty. That you were there when they lick sugar doesn't mean you lick sugar. You are faulty, but you are not guilty. That you were there when people were doing certain things doesn't mean you are part of it. There was a boy in town who came for prayer. And I said, what do I pray for? What's wrong with you? He said, the spirit of I look like them. I said, what is that? It's a spirit of I look like them. I said, what? That guy has been arrested 4 times. They will rob people. When they are patrolling in town, they will say, look at. It's one of them. They will pick him. They will beat him for the person. He's not part of them. He will leave. He will cry. He's afraid when he goes out. They'll pick him again. Some people came and they broke through the window. They carried something. Said, this one, his face. The one that made me laugh, he said, I was going around EFA quarters. That's where you have the secondary school there. That the police were patrolling. They just stopped and they pick him. He said, what have I done? They said, nothing, just come. He said, they said, what have I done? They said, just enter the vehicle. And they picked him, they dropped him somewhere. He said, what have I done? He said, stay there. Just stay there. Less than 2 hours, when somebody came, the person identified him. He said, looks like one of them. Now, that was when the policeman said, wait. I brought this boy separately. You came separately. He looks like one of them. So when the boy came, what do I pray for? Spirit of... Look like them. What is following him? There's a spirit of false accusation. It has enveloped him. Anywhere he goes, whatever he does, that thing just comes. And people accuse falsely. Today, anyone under the sound of my voice who has been given a name that is not his own, I hope today my God shall vindicate you. Take your seat. Kobara Masakata Kelurushaba Kelurushaba Kelurushaba. The spirit of false accusation is an agenda of the end time. It's a satanic agenda of the end time. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 3. It's a satanic agenda of the end time. Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers. False accusers. Somebody was lying and said something about me. And somebody went to him and said, you know this thing is not true. Guess what the person said? He said, leave me alone. I have sold my soul to the devil. The person told me. He said, I've been promised this. This one I've been promised. He said, but you know this is not true. It doesn't matter. So long I've been promised this. When I was suffering, where were you people? I've seen an opportunity to rise up. When the lady told me that, I'm like, he said so. He said, yes! There are people who are ready to sell anybody. You know, when they brought Jesus, the Bible says they brought false witnesses to speak against him. But the problem is that their story did not agree with one another. One come out. He said, on Friday, you know, the way they did it, they did it such a way that they did not talk to themselves. They kept them in different rooms. See, you, what happened? On Friday, I met with him. He told me that he's the Messiah. Now all of you are fools. He's going to bring down this temple. What? Yeah, that one came. What happened? He said, on Friday, as I was going on the road, he was coming from somewhere. He met me. The man began to get confused. You met him in the temple Friday. You met him on the road the same time. Their stories did not agree. How you know false accusation is that the story is never straight. The truth is the truth. At night, daytime, the truth is the truth. The truth is constant. And there are people today. In Revelation 12 verse 10. You know, their father is the devil. The Bible says that Satan is called the accuser. The assignment of the devil. In Jude chapter 1, I believe verse 9. When Satan was demanding the body of Moses in Jude 1:9, the Bible said he was demanding the body of Moses. And Michael said, the Lord rebuke thee, Satan. I hear this in the spirit realm. There are so many of you, there are things that are covered around you. There are suggestions and ideas, insinuations that people have over you because the truth is covered. By reason of the anointing in this prayer service and those watching me around the world, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the truth shall come out. The truth shall come out. The truth shall come out. Take your seat. Spirit of what? False accusation. It's a satanic affliction, and it's a garment on many people. It follows them. So they become very careful. Let them do good. It doesn't matter the good they do. The only little mistake they make is amplified. That's what people emphasize. Number five. Is it? Put any number. It's okay. The spirit of polygamy. The spelling is polygamy. Spirit of polygamy. Polygamy started after Cain. It started with Cain, the child of Cain. Funny enough, you see Cain in the Bible. Cain gave birth to Enoch. Are you aware? This Cain that killed Abel. Gave this Enoch that walked with God. Cain that gave birth to him. Are you aware? Okay. Now, Methuselah came and all of that, after Enoch, they gave birth to a man called Lamech. Lamech was the first polygamous man. I don't know where I learned from. He was the first polygamous man in Genesis 4, verse 19. Lamech was the first man that also killed somebody after Cain. Anywhere there is polygamy, there is blood. If you are from a polygamous family, it means there's a seed of polygamy in you. If you don't kill it, it will grow. If your father... Okay, let me explain. There are four kinds of polygamy. Four kinds of polygamy. There is strategic polygamy. Strategic polygamy is when the man has a wife at home and he has women outside. Whether he likes it or not, he's a polygamous man. That's strategic. This one has a child, that one has a child. They are not at home. There is systematic polygamy. Systematic polygamy is when the man, he doesn't keep all the women at once. This will come, he will marry her for like 5 years, he will drive her. There's always, I don't know how to explain this. Every woman doesn't meet another one. Marry for 5 years, go. He doesn't divorce them, he will quarrel with them. They are still his wife, but they have left the house. They will bring another one. Hello? Then there is multigamy. Multigamy is when a man has wives, married. That's Solomon. Multigamy. That man has gone beyond poly. He's multi. When you have multiple minions, you are called a multi-millionaire. Huh? When your wives have gone beyond 5, 6, 7, you are not polygamous, you are multigamous. Multigamy. Solomon had 700 wives. 300 porcupine. Concubine. 300, that's 1,000. Hey! Solomon was the HOD of women affairs. And 1,000, and I told you one time I was sharing, and that Solomon's wives, they don't answer name, they answer code. Because if you say you are looking for maybe Maureen or maybe whatever, if you say Maureen, there will be like 50. True. Out of 1,000 women. If you say Paula, there will be like 30. So it has to be name and code. Maureen 202. Paula 151. He didn't know, I mean, he's walking like this. Somebody said, good morning. I said, who born you? He said, Maureen 505. Oh, that's your mother. You are number what? He said, number five. What's that your name? How many are you? That's multigamous. Then there is the actual polygamy, where the man has 2-3 wives, the same house. Now listen to me. If your father married more than one wife, or your mother married more than one husband, if you do not pray, there is every tendency that you will marry more than one wife, and or marry more than one husband. What I mean is that your father was a womanizer and your mother was a manizer. How do I explain that now? Multiple partners. There's every tendency. Do you know how it starts? It can be a little quarrel. No, I know my rights. No, it's a strategy to bring in another woman. It's a strategy to say you are tired. You enter into another man's house. It's a strategy. And when you are under manipulation, you cannot be advised. One of the signs of manipulation is that you see somebody under manipulation and is quoting scripture. Say, no, what I'm saying, rubbish. You say, come down. No. I am a man, I believe in holiness. Righteousness, holiness. You cannot corrupt me. It's a lie. That's witchcraft. It's manipulated. Oh, brother Christian. Brother Christian will fast. I said, brother Christian, come. I said, no. I heard a voice. He was always hearing voices. Voices. One day, brother Christian, we were in Benin in Jerry. Brother Christian was cooking beans. And he heard the voice. That you see that it said, I took pen and paper. Beans was burning. The voice said, ignore it. Right. What kind of voice is that? It was burning. We entered. The opening was smelling. Brother said, hey, don't touch the pot. See, the voice says, right. So we confirmed. See, this voice that can burn beans. And if you see the confidence with which he was talking. No! You don't advise them. You pray for them. The spirit of polygamy. Once a person comes from polygamous spirit, from family, one of the things that the enemy uses to hold you bound is emotions. Emotions. You become a victim of emotions. And if you are not able to address it and arrest it, something wants to manipulate you. Now, let me say this to you. How many of you come from a polygamous home? Raise your hand. Now, hope you see that we have serious work today. You come from polygamous home, raise your hand. Put it down. You see, we have serious work today. Some of us, our fathers put us in problem because of our mother's stubbornness. Your mother say, I don't agree. Your father say, you go agree. Your mother say, I won't agree. Your mother say, you go agree. Your mother won't agree. You will agree. If you don't agree, go. She left the house. Your father brought in another woman. What they were doing was it was power tussle. But no, it was a spiritual manipulation. Now you have married your wife. The enemy is now doing part two. I won't agree. I don't agree. I won't agree. I don't agree. The enemy wants you to follow the same pattern. If you are wise enough, you will stay and fight so you can break that circle. Am I communicating? You will stay and fight so you can break that circle. Lamech, look at Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 4. 1 Kings chapter 11. He says, and Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moab, the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites. See where the man married from. Nations. Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonites, Ikatites, those that eat their tithes. Of nations concerning which the Lord said to the children of Israel, you shall not go in, neither shall they come in unto you. Surely they will turn your heart after their God. Solomon cleaved unto this. He was. Solomon was in love with women from several countries. Love, 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 love. This one, love. The other one, love. The other one, love. When he sees this one, he will love her. He sees that one, he will love her. What was wrong with Solomon? It was the spirit that was upon David that transferred into him. Should I show you the spirit that was upon David? 1 Kings chapter 1. 1 Kings chapter 1. Read from verse, bring from verse 2 down. 1 Kings 1 from verse 2. Wherefore, David was sick. Wherefore, his servant said unto him, let there be sought for my lord a king, the king, a young virgin. Let her stand before the king and let her cherish him. Let her lie in thy bosom. Somebody was sick. Oh, see the drug they are giving him. Somebody was sick because they know his sickness. They know his sickness. It's not malaria. It's not typhoid. Anytime he says he's sick, they know the drug to give him. Let her cherish him. Let her lie in thy bosom, that my lord the king may get his. Verse 3. So they sought for a fair damsel throughout all the coast of Israel and found Abishai the Shunammite and brought her to the king. Now see where they now confirm that David was really sick. And the damsel was very fair and cherished the king and ministered to him. But the king knew her not. This is where they agree that the king was sick. Because anytime the king is sick, his servants know what to do. They know, don't give him Panadol, don't give him quinine, don't give him chloroquine, don't give him injection, just bring one lady. David will be well. This time when they brought one, David was still sick, they confirmed. This man is really, that was the father of Solomon. So what do you expect Solomon to do? He had to improve on his father. David killed a man, married his wife. Another one came to David in 1 Samuel 25. The Bible says this one, the husband was called Nabal, a fool. And the woman even expressed it. He said, don't mind my husband, no. Nabal is his name. Folly is with him. His name is Nabal. He's a foolish man. David said, really? He said, yes. Very foolish man. He said, The man was talking to David to calm down and forgive the husband because of the way the husband spoke. He said, See, my husband is like this. He said, Why she was talking, what David was thinking was different. Really? Your husband is a fool? Okay. Few weeks after that encounter, the husband died. See, today we don't know what killed him. David. See, today we don't know what killed the man. Few weeks later, the man died. When the man died, David sent people to go and bring the woman. That would say, and Nabal died. We don't know. Why? Because of the spirit of polygamy. It's the spirit of murder. When you are from a polygamous family, whether you like it or not, different spirits are introduced. Vagabond spirits, drunkenness, herbalism. Because everyone wants to protect his own territory. Everyone wants to protect his own children, our children. Everyone, I wonder, one woman alone is problem. You marry three, you are finished. One woman is problem. You now have three. You now have four. In fact, there was a man in Nigeria that was arrested. He had 89 wives. They arrested him. The government arrested him. And I'm asking them why. They're supposed to be why. How does that sound to you? You're 89? It's under arrest. I said, but it's not constitutional. They said, no, this one is stupidity. Common sense. What does he do with 89? He had a big house. We may have heard the story. He had a big house. Here, all the people, like small rooms with their children. Small rooms. And they are so much. Anytime, listen, you come from a polygamous home, that thing that keeps making you have issues with your husband is the spirit that wants to make you continue from where your father stopped. That thing that makes you emotional wants to ruin you so that you can keep having issues in your life. Today, every seed, every polygamous seed, every demonic remote, today, I decree it is broken. I say it is broken. I say it is broken. speak your deliverance. I speak your emancipation. I speak your sustenance. I speak your deliverance. In the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter the demonic strategy. Take your seat. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 8, he that did get a peak. In Proverbs 26:27, it says the same thing. In Psalm 7 verse 15, it says the same thing. He that did get a pit, any pit dug for you to repeat your father's error, to repeat your mother's mistake, that pit today I shatter it. How do you explain a woman who has children from five men? You think she opened her eyes to do that? A woman, I'm sorry, I'm going to ask you. Your mother, all our children, is it from your father? There's a problem. You see, it doesn't matter. Once you're born again, you are disconnected from that. Listen to me. Even medical science believes in generational oppression. When somebody has cancer, and walks to the doctor, the first thing they ask you is what? In your family. Is that true? In your family, does anybody have, say, fibroid? In your family. They know that if there's a trace of it in the family, there is every tendency for one to become a victim of it. Today, I speak to your background. I speak to your background. I decree you will not repeat the error of your father. You will not repeat the error of your mother. In the name of Jesus. Number what now? Idolatry. Worshipping idol is not a sin, it's an abomination. There's a difference between a sin and abomination. A sin can be forgiven, but an abomination is generational. When a family or a lineage commits an abomination, God punishes the man, punishes his children, punishes his grandchildren, because it's an abomination. Idol. There are some people that don't just worship idol. They carry the idol. That one is not abomination, it's abomicountry. Abomicontinent even. Idol! Deuteronomy 29 verse 17 says, wood, stone. They gather those things. Wood, stone, silver, gold. And they worship them. In Jeremiah chapter 10, if you read from verse 2, 3, 4, 5. He said, they cannot do evil, neither can they do good. Those idols they carry. Hold on. Somebody, you know, there's a particular town where they worship goats. It's like their god. They'll bring the goat, they'll tell the goat all their problem. After telling the goat their problem, they'll kill the goat and eat it. They'll tell the goat their problem, this is all we're going to help us. So they'll take it, they'll kill it, they'll eat it. How can what you can kill solve your problem? In India, they have 3 million idols. India worship anything. 3 million. They can worship this. They can anything. They find pleasure in. They worship. If you have ever visited the herbalist in your life, you worship an idol. If they have ever done charm for you, whether malam or anything, those things they say tie, whether they call it protection or anything, you worship an idol. Herbalists are idolaters, and you have been there. They cut your hand, they carry powder. Do you know when they were rubbing that powder in your hand, their lips were moving? Baba was doing man. Do you know what he's saying? Do you know if he's cursing your generation? In fact, he gave you padlock. If they talk in the padlock, you talk. He now took it from you. He carried him out. You don't know if he said, you go suffer. You go suffer. You go suffer. You will suffer. You suffer. You suffer. You suffer. Poverty. 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 And he throws it to the river. What did he say that you heard? Did you hear? Have you discovered all the incantation is a language you can understand? Atalamikolomio. What is that one? No, but it's the truth. They are invoking spirits. Atalamikolomio. Okolobia. Obabia. Obabia. Okolobia. Okolobia. And you are there. I say. What else? Okolobia means poverty. You say, I say. Okolobia means late marriage. I say. You don't know what it means. And it's everything I say. He said, now say, oh, Colombia. Oh, Wabia. Oh, Wabia. Oh, Wabia. Oh, Zambia. Oh, Zambia. Oh, Zambia. You are saying, I say, what do you understand? Okay, let me round up. Maybe I'm offending you now. What do you understand? Some of you young ladies want to get married and they carry to one place. They say, no, they call God. They call God. No, they call, it's not you, Joe. They call God. And the man comes out and he's doing like this. You see? Because I don't do like that, I promise you don't believe. Some of you, I wish I had one long beard like this now. And I had one rod. I was walking. I hold the rod. Before I prophesy, I point the rod. I say, you come. Hey! That's how you jump. The man get power. But because I come, I look very normal. Very normal. I say, you come. Say, me. Why? Because I'm not dramatic. I wish I just leave the beard. That is how they deceive people. Have you seen any herbalists rubbing good powder? They rub chalk. Because they rub powder, you won't believe. So they rub chalk. They rub green. Rub red. If the man come normal, you will not believe. So he has to do drama. He come, he do it like this. He look around. He say, lie. He's not seen anything. He's not seen anything. He enter everywhere. He has his voice waiting. And he enter. He first look around. Hey, the spirits are angry. And you are there. You are confused. They can humiliate people. A man that was a professor, the man was having a problem. He wanted to become the vice chancellor of his university. So he was having a tussle with another man who was running for the same position. He went to a herbalist. Prof. He went to a herbalist. Herbalist said, sit on the ground. His ground. If you like, be a governor. Ground. You sit on the floor. The man sat on the floor. And the herbalist gave him a prescription on what to do. One of the prescriptions was that prof should carry a goat, back the goat, and go to the market square and walk from one end. Oh, how bad is it to humiliate you? Prof, carry goat. Prof, wore suit, back goat in the market. Prof, with all the grammar, all the English. Prof, carry goat. Because native doctor gave him instruction. And I like it. Prof that refused to pay tithe in church with carry goat. That's a prof. Prof. When it's pastor that talks now, you question it. Question Baba now. They can't question Baba. Prof, carry goats. Carry goats. They are deceivers. A young boy wanted to travel to America and he went to meet a herbalist. And the herbalist said he brought 6 needles, long needles. And he brought Gary, put all sorts of made bones of Baba, and put the needles inside and said, swallow it. The boy said, God forbid. He avoided. He saw a girl. The girl said, bring it. The girl put in her mouth and the girl swallowed. She was in pain. Swallowed. And the man said, what? What a girl did? Me, man? The girl finished swallowing 3 needles. They brought for him. He swallowed. He was in pain. He almost died. The Baba said to him, what will happen? A damn needle has entered you. Just carry your bag. Walk to the airport. Just go. Go to the airport. When you get to the airport, you see where they are queuing, leave them, walk to the plane. Enter the plane. When you land America, walk into America. Nobody will see you. You'll just be going. The guy, inside the guy, went to the airport. Needles were piercing his intestines. When the guy got there, he saw queue, he left the queue. He was going. Custom said, hey, stop there. He said, you see me? They said, no. They said, you're in your father's house. My friend, come back here. Tell me if I see you. Are you in your father's house? Come here. He said, you see me? You must want to see me if I see you. So you can't see me. Oh, you can't see me. Needles were there. Money collected. Anybody that collects money for, listen, no, there are so many idol worshippers and idolaters and herbalists in churches. Anybody that collects money before they attend to you or pray for you is a herbalist. When somebody walks to you and see your car, he says, I claim your car. Hold him and call police. You collect money. And many of us, because of the spirit of abalism that has followed us in Africa, we bring it to church. I see that all the time. I see it. I saw it today. I saw it yesterday. People send messages and I speak the word. They say, is that all? Papa, what will I do? You're used to doing something. Kill goat. Kill cow. What will I do? I prayed for a man one time. He came here. I finished praying for him. He said, is that all? I said, I don't understand. He said, what can I do? I said, run around this church 18 times. It wasn't God that told me, oh, he wants to walk now, and I cannot charge him to bring money. So let me give him exercise. Run round. After he ran once, ran twice, he thought that he was panting. I became sympathetic. I said, oh God, why do you want to do something? I want a miracle. I want a miracle. I've already spoken the word. You follow what I'm saying? That's why they are deceiving. Somebody walked to you and said, how much is your account? You say 10,000. So 5,000. Call him thief. Are you listening to me? I said so. He's a thief. He's a thief. Some people are not going to like this teaching. Those that are surviving by collecting things from people. Idol. Number one, idol can be a physical image. Image. You know, God is jealous. See, jealous. Nothing moves God to jealousy. Psalm 78, I think verse 58. God is moved. Psalm 78, 58. God is moved to jealousy when he sees a person who bow his head to an image. Can I say this to you? Can I offend you? Can I offend you now? Those images some people in some places say they bow to, that they are praying to, is idol. It's idol. You don't bow to an image. You don't bow to an image. Physical image you bow down to, it's an idol. Any image at all, no matter what it is. You know the way God, in Hosea 4, I believe verse 17, he said, Ephraim has joined himself to idols, leave him alone. Don't relate with him. Don't talk to him. Don't communicate with him. Leave him alone. He has joined himself with idols, leave him alone. I am the Lord. Psalm 42 verse, Isaiah 42 verse 8. I am the Lord. That is my name. My praise. I will not give to Isaiah 42 and verse 8. I will not give my praise to graven image. I am the Lord. That is my name. If somebody talks like that, it's wrong. I meet Edda Lawrence now. I say, I am Joseph Suleiman. That is my name. For me to talk like that, it means I feel you are doubting me. Huh? For me to call myself and tell you this name I just called is my name, I feel you have me in doubt. So anyone who has an alternative doubts God. Sit down, sir. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. He said, turn from idols to serve the living God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I said, glory be to the name of the Lord. When you worship idols, you go backwards. Your life goes backwards. Your life goes backwards. Isaiah 42 verse 17. It's not just only going backwards. You live a life of shame. Isaiah 17. They shall be turned back. They shall greatly be ashamed. That trust in graven images. That say to the mountain images, you are our gods. A physical image. Number two, there are people that have idols in their hearts. This one, you are not worshipping it, but it's in your heart. It's in your heart. Idols in their heart. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 3 and verse 4. These idols are there. Their thoughts have become their worship. Some are so depressed. Ezekiel 14. Some are so depressed. Some are so depressed. They spend time in thought. Their idols are in their heart. They have so many plans that have taken the place of God. 24 hours. There's no God in their thinking. All their plans about themselves. They have become their own idol. They are now worshipping themselves. Somebody plans and thinks in his heart and he meditates on the thought. There is no place for God Almighty. It can be very terrible. It doesn't matter your size, your age. There are people, if they open their mouth to talk, you can't hear God in their plans. No wonder he said to children in 1 John 5:21, little children, keep yourself from idols. Some of you looking at me right now, your handset is your idol. You didn't come here with Bible. You came with phone and charger. If your Bible lost, no problem. If your charger lost. If you don't find your Bible, you don't even care. In fact, you have the Bible in your phone, so why would you care? If your charger is missing, or your iPad, or your laptop misses 24 hours of the day. Now, do you know, if you put together the time you spend on your phone a day, on your phone, with your phone, a day, hours, if you convert that to prayer, by now, there would have been no coven in your hometown. People carry their food, they are looking for, just looking for what's not looking for them. They are looking for Nigeria. Okay, we are watching. Abuja. They are eating our money. We are watching. Hey, America. Put me. I will stay in America. It's London I want to stay. Hey, look at London. I'm planning to go to. You are full. You are overclouded before the handset came, the mobile phone came. I remember the very first time I saw a mobile phone in Lagos. I was living in Lagos then. I remember the very first time I saw a mobile phone. First time. Before the mobile phone came, were we surviving? We were? Are you sure? We are surviving? We even have peace, right? But today, I will tell the story. One time in Sierra Leone, when you get to Sierra Leone, you land in their airport. They call it Lunga Airport. From there, you take a ferry or a ship or a boat going to Freetown, going to Kenema, going to Bo, going to some parts of Sierra Leone. I was told the story about a girl who landed in Lugé Airport. Bam! She was from one of the Asian countries. They were doing tourism. She landed. She now landed. They now carried her. They ferried her. Took her to where they would take the ferry. They take you with a bus from the airport Lungi Airport. They take you to where you take the ferry and you go. They took her to where they took, they put the ferry. About nine of them in the little boat. She entered. She will burn. She will take picture. She will burn. She will take. She burn, burn until she fell. She took selfish, and entered fish. Fell into the water. The divers dive. What picture can do? It's crazy. Many are addicted. Their phone has become their idol. Sometimes keep it. Some days just keep it. Hey, look at your face. Eh? Keep it. Some days keep it. Just choose to just be with God. Because what takes your time most is your idol. What takes your reference, what takes your attention most has become your idol. Oh my God. I see God setting someone free. I see God setting someone free. Idols are powerless. Idols are powerless. Don't let nobody threaten you. Maybe your mother. How many of you know that there are some houses where they have a room for idols? Idols. Some have a room for idols. Once you get born again, spend time with God, receive a prayer backup, get those things destroyed. Don't get this twisted. Get born again, spend time with God, receive a prayer backup. Don't just move there with zeal. Prayer backup. They have them in a room, because one time I was to go pray for a family. When they opened a living room, like what they call the sitting room, the parlor, when they opened it, see all kinds of iron carvings. See, that was their father's strong room. Cobwebs everywhere. Full room. How do people prosper there? And you are from that kind of lineage. And as far as I'm concerned, you are born again. No. Let's be sincere. You are born again now. How is your life? How is your dream life? How is your finances? How is your health? You can pretend. You can choose to hide under the carpet and just say, no, things are fine by faith. It's true. That's by faith. Let's be real now. How is your life? You have been a tenant for 20 years. They now give you title, caretaker. You can pretend. I remember then in Benin, a girl was stopping a taxi. She went to Sapley Road. She was stopping the taxi. Taxi, Akpakpavu. Akpakpavu. Taxi, Akpakpavu. The man said, where are you going? Akpakpavu. The place is called Akpakpava. The guest, Akpakpavu. Akpakpavu. So the man said, 500 naira. And she screamed, ah, not the Akpakpava for you. When they gave her bill, Akpakpavu left her mouth. Am I communicating here? Every connection you have to anything idolatry, either by reason of what your parents got themselves involved into, by reason of what you entered into unconsciously, you die! But the blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel, I declare you free. 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 To tell you how, take your seat. Can I go on? To tell you how dangerous idolatry is. Idolatry is classified alongside with witchcraft. So everyone that has gone to bow his head for a demon or an idol is classified as a witch. Galatians 5:20. God began to talk about seditions, emulations, revilings, idolatry. Okay, he said idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies. Look at that. Idolatry is side by side with what? Witchcraft. Either you are the one that went there or you sent your money. Say, let me go and check. All of you that go and check, you say, no, I'm not killing anybody. No, no, God forbid. I want to check my future. No. It's protection. It's not to hurt anybody, just protection. You have ever collected a charm? Look at young boys these days. They call them Yahoo Plus. You know, let me say this. Do you think if that way is pure, people will leave it for you? Say this now. Do you think if that way is pure? You think people don't know that you can go and meet charm, do this, do that? But the people know. Why don't they follow it? Because they know the end. Sometimes when people act as if they are smart, you are not smart. People knew how to do certain things, but they refuse to do it because they know how it ends. And you go ahead, you do it, you become a victim. And a lot of people have done that. When I was in secondary school, they used to give people a ring that anybody you slap will start eating grass. I saw it work. I saw it with my eyes. Somebody was, they pushed him, he just turned, he put something in his hand and gave up. Power! The guy just stood up and went down. I was cutting grass. People carried the guy, they were hailing him. Hey, hey. The last time, I don't want to mention his name because he's a popular guy in town here. He was then. The last time I saw him at Ring Road, that's where I was bouncing. I knew his face. Very, very focused in trekking. Years ago, I saw him and I said, this must be one of the benefits and dividends. Very focused, just going. So you need to pray. If you have ever gotten yourself involved in any of such things. And that is why we are here. And as we pray, the power of God will set you free. Number what now? I'm going to stop at number 8. Strong men. Kabada. Ikoto sekapa. Strong men. Strong men. Strong men are initiators of strongholds. Strongholds. Who has been demonically endowed to pick your life as a project? To pick your life and pick your affairs. Luke chapter 11, verse 21. Start from 21. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. When a strong man armed, number one, strong men are armed. When you want to pray against strong men, you pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, the strong man of my father's house, I disarm you. The arm of the strong man is weapons, is arm. Can we do the message translation? I always like the way the message goes. When a strong man armed to the teeth, armed, stands guard in his front yard, his property is safe and sound. It is not actually his property. It's your property he took and kept. Number one, strong man is armed. Number two, a strong man has a storehouse. Bible says his palaces. A strong man is armed. A strong man has a storehouse. Number three, a strong man has your goods. He has what belongs to you. Today as we pray, anything, whether it is wealth, whether it is marriage, whether it is health, prosperity, that is yours, that is kept in any storehouse, fire will shatter it. Take your seat. A lady will go to interview. Blah 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 blah. He has a question. After a while, they say, come back for your visa. When she comes back, there's a problem. They cannot find her passport. They tell her, we are sorry, we can't find your passport. So she has an affidavit, go back, doesn't have that passport. She goes there again. They ask her questions and all of that. Time to collect her visa. They can't find her passport. It happened once, twice, thrice, 10! It happened 11 times. She refused. Say, it's not my destiny to travel. A prophetic word came on her to do another one. She said, I've done 11. And she went for the interview, did it. When she did it, they said, come for your passport. When she came, she was given 12 passports. Meaning, visas in all the other 11 passports had expired. It wasn't missing. Something covered it. A young girl in the 60s. She was a young girl in the 60s. That was the period of the missionaries. When missionaries come, you know, they took care of people and all of that. She was a missionary. So the way she was attending to the white men, they send her, she come back very honest, very straightforward. They were watching her. One of them now said they will take her abroad. They'll take her to America. She now asked for permission to go to Oshogbo, that somewhere in the west, to go and see her people. She went there, told her mom and her dad that they want to take her abroad. She was the only child. The parents said, take you abroad for what? He said, so I will live with white people, I'll be bringing money. The father said, I'm coming. Father left, came back, some black substance, called her, rubbed her forehead, rubbed the back of her head. As she went back to where the white men were, it's like she was irritating them. Hatred from nowhere. They didn't want to set eyes on her. When the father did that, what was the father saying? You can never travel. What happened? This lady grew up, went into oil, she became a very wealthy woman. Very wealthy, but there's a problem. She cannot leave the country. She was relating to our former president, not the past one. There's a president, the one that went to prison and from prison became president. You know what I'm talking about? She was a friend to that one. That one wrote in his card, wrote on the letter heading, gave it to the embassy for them to give her American visa. They bounce her. Wait. Bill Clinton was the president at that time. This man, because of how close she was to our president called the president of the U.S. and they talked to the people there. Let the consular attend to so and so. The man said, what time is he going? He called them. When the woman got there, they bounced her. Our children, no one. They end up going to university, Cotonou, go to Ghana. They say, Ahmed. Why? Spirit is stronger than the physical. I'm talking of strong men. They bounce her. There are some people. Some people are going to the embassy. Nothing they don't carry. They will carry account statements. They will carry land documents. They will carry blood group. In fact, they will carry Nepal B. They will carry the whole street. Everything, all the postcards of the children, the whole street. They pack all of them, they photostat them, they carry everything. See full, I'll be to the embassy with them what I used to. I'll see full document. I said, what's happening? They must give me. They must give me. That's where they're going. And you ask yourself, when you just get there, they don't even ask you. In fact, when you are too prepared, they suspect you. No, they suspect you. They know that you are... this one, they give a visa. He's not coming back. I've seen a man, they said, why do you want to travel? Please! Please! I said, this one is not going. This one is not going anywhere. A man took his children and his wife. They got to the embassy. The child was greeting the lady over the counter. Good morning, ma'am. The lady didn't answer. Was pressing the computer. Good morning. Auntie, I said, good morning. Auntie, good morning. Daddy, let's go. This auntie is wicked. Let's go. You must say, come. This one will travel. The one that was not prepared. They ask a young boy. They say, are you a student? Say, yes. What's your football club? What football club do you like? He said, Eyimba. They say this one abroad, he will come back. This one, I like Eyimba. If he had mentioned one foreign club, they bounce them. I remember one time I was going to the U.S. I went to renew my visa. I was tired when I went there. When I got there, they say, when is your date of travel? I forgot, because I just came from a program. I forgot the date. They say, when date is the program? I say, I can't remember. How long are you staying? I say, I don't stay more than 3 days. He said, are you sure you are going to come back? I said, if you have a job for me, I will stay. What kind of stupid question is that? Is that my father's house? They said, you can't remember the date? I said, I can't. Okay. You just came from a trip? I said, yeah. I said, can you just be fast? I'm very tired. He said, what did he say? I said, attend to me fast. I'm tired. It's all right. Pick your visa in 2 days. I said, thank you. How do I go out? He was just looking at me. I said, how do I go out? He said, this way. I said, no, this place is too crowded. Is there any shorter? He said, my friend, you are not in your house. I said, I'm sorry. I left. But I knew. I saw documents that day. See documents. Somebody shall favor. And there are some people, they don't ask questions. There are some people that just wake up from on the wrong side of the bed and say, today nobody's getting visa in this country. Nobody's getting visa. Before you even talk, no. Before you say anything, no. You can't travel. What have I done? No. Something follows certain people. Are you following what I'm talking about? And let me say this to you. Every one of you hearing my voice now. The places your parents could not enter. The things their hand could not handle. By the mercy of God, you will handle it. Strong man is arm. Strong man has a storehouse. Strong man has your goods. He said, stronger than me. Bind the strong man. Are you ready to pray? We are going to start with the last prayer. And we'll progress upward. We are going to pray, every strong man sitting on my case, I bind you. He said, whatsoever we bind on earth. Come on, talk to me. Whatsoever we bind on. Whatsoever we bind on. On where? Shall be bound where? Now, the Bible never said what we bind in heaven shall be bound on earth. It's what we bind on earth. So it is earth that determines what heaven binds. It is we that determines what heaven binds. If we keep quiet, heaven binds nothing. Any strong man sitting on my case, I bind you, I take back my goods. I take back my wealth. I take back my abundance. Sitting on my case, I bind you, I take back my wealth. I take back my goods. Say, in the name of Jesus. My Father, my Father. As I begin to pray, every strong man, sitting on my case, I bind you.
I bind you.
I take back my wealth.
I take back my wealth.
I take back my goods.
I take back my goods.
I take back my abundance.
I take back my abundance.
Open your mouth and fire prayer. Revelation, there is a particular face in your family, either an uncle, an auntie, that you keep seeing, especially if you are expecting something good, promise and make, you must see that face. Raise your hand. That's a strong man. That person is a strong man. That person is the strong man. You will call the person's name as you are praying, and you will say, I hand you over to God. I hand you over to who? Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Of idolatry and polygamy, that every connection to idolatry in the past, connection to family polygamy, all the effects, I neutralize them in my life. Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
As I begin to pray,
every connection
to idolatry,
to
family polygamy, in my life, I neutralize their power. I neutralize their power. I neutralize their power. I neutralize their power.
Thank you, Father.
deliver me, oh Lord, by your power, by your fire, deliver me, oh Lord. That people have given you a name that my God has not given you. Today, by the blood, help her, by the blood of Jesus, that garment catch fire! Anyone under the sound of my voice, anywhere you are, whether in this service or around the world, that spirit that makes accusations gravitate towards you, cast fire! Every devil of polygamy that stopped your father, stopped your mother, that is manifest. Abada manakosha, badaba, gaba, 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 gabara kateya, kateya, baraka, baraka, barakwa, kega, bagaba. That is manifested in your life. Pack your load. From that sister, pack your load. From that brother, pack your load. I command you. You deposit of polygamy in that my brother, in that my sister. Your assignment, loser, pack your load. Come out in the name of Jesus. That seed of polygamy. That is now manipulating your emotions.
Il manipule tes émotions.
Panaso de krada baha.
Izomandia.
Le nilon saprati le brochata. In the quattro ne parita teya. You are henceforth disconnected from it. Every effect of idolatry.
Tout effet de l'idolatrie.
The effect of idolatry.
L'idolatrie de l'idolatrie.
By the errors of your father.
Les erreurs de votre père.
Errors of your parents.
Les erreurs de vos parents.
Your own errors.
Les erreurs.
Conscious or unconsciously.
Consciemment ou inconsciemment.
I neutralize their effect. Right where you are.
Partout vous êtes.
Any strong man.
Tout en fort.
Sitting on your case.
Et qui est assis sur votre car.
I hand them over to God right now. In Numbers chapter 10, verse 35, Psalm 68, verse 1, let God arise! And let his enemies
be.
Today,
ce jour,
all taken from you
tout ce qui a été pris de vous
are restored in Jesus' name.
que vous
enter,
entrez,
achieve,
et réaliser,
handle,
et gérer,
enjoy,
et jouissez,
what the enemy stopped others from enjoying in your family. You are free. You are sick in body, you are healed. Deposit in your system, they are coming out now. The hand of the Lord be upon you. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you, remain standing. How many of you believe that what God can do through you will shock your world? One day, listen to this. One day that the GO said they need money to roof 1 kilometer by 4 kilometer. And the amount was 25 billion to roof. That was the same period that banks were being closed. Because the government wanted them that any bank that doesn't have 25 billion as deposit cannot run as a bank. In fact, banks were merging. You remember them? That was the merger period. They couldn't raise 25 billion. As they were about to start, they just mentioned, they said, they want to roof this place. One man sent a note. No. One man. That's not a man. That's men. That's not one man. That's people. One people. That's what he said concerning when Rebecca was pregnant with Esau and Jacob. He said two nations are in their womb. One people and another people. There's a way you become so blessed, you become a people. When I heard the story, they say one man. I said, no, that man is not one man. It's one man. One man just wrote a note. He said, leave it. I'll take care of it. One banks. We are merging. One man. If you say my English is not correct, bring money. This is very correct. One man. When I gave my life, I received Christ rather into my life. I told God one thing. I said, bless me. I will embarrass the devil. Bless me, Lord. Just try me. Try me small and see. We will embarrass the devil. And there are people here. Listen to me. All those people, all those nonsense going on. Where people think that being a Christian is becoming be beggarly. That once you are a Christian, you must be beggarly and you must cut corners. Those of you who have the call of God upon your life. When they say pastor, they say oh, tithe and offering. Rubbish. Somebody say rubbish. Rubbish. What tithe, what offering? God can open a door that for the rest of your life. One day I gave God 4 cars of my car. I gave God 4. And I had the Holy Spirit tell me, say, Johnson, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. That was the day my heavens burst open. I'm not saying this because I want you to collect your money. I'm saying this to encourage you. I'm not telling you to bring anything. Keep it. But I'm saying this to encourage you that God can use your life to become a wonder. A wonder. To become a wonder. To become a wonder. A man called Kenneth Copeland. He loved the message of a man called Kenneth Hagin. He couldn't afford, he couldn't buy the tape. He carried his suits. All his suits. He went to their bookshop. He said, take my suit. Give me tape. Please. I beg you. Give me tape. Give me tape. Today that man has 8 aircrafts. Your priority determines your prosperity. God can use one man. In America, now the healthiest city in this world is a place called, I'm forgetting the name, but it's in Washington State. I remember the name before Sunday. It's in Washington State in America. Washington State in America. Why? Some years ago, a man called John G. Lake, he lived in that city. Spoken City, thank you. He lived in that city. And he cleared sicknesses from the town. He started something called Healing School. After teaching his sons of healing, he would tell them to go out. If you don't raise the dead, don't come back. They were knocking from house to house, looking up. Is anybody dead here? Who died here? years after, that state and city remains the healthiest. What is your pursuit to just leave this world and pass by without an impact? Stop looking at your family background to determine your future. Listen. Nobody was rich in my family. Nobody was this. Nobody was blessed. Nobody could be a blessing. Nobody could build an orphanage. Nobody could take care of the poor. It's because they couldn't handle what you are handling now. They didn't pray the kind of prayer you are praying now. You are a record breaker. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. My dream is too big. Too big. Too big. People come to the church, they are looking around. Me? I'm not seeing this place again. I'm seeing a bigger one. My dream is too big. Too big. Too big. Too big. Too big. Too big. What I'm seeing, sometimes I start shouting. I'm like, it's too big. It's too big. Hello? The time is coming that we will be having amazing grace. Many of you will come with your plane, you park at the airport. And some are saying, amen. I mean what I am telling you. I mean it. If anybody told me I will ever have a jet, I'll tell the person, hey, don't be me, maybe you saw something else. If God can do it, a father's prayer is that the children should be better. So many of you, you would ridicule poverty. Listen. I don't know why I'm saying this. I'm supposed to release you and go. I don't know why I'm saying this. There are people here. You will feed nations. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. In Jesus' name. Please get someone here on Sunday. We are having a very explosive service. So get someone here on Sunday. It's going to be powerful, outstanding. God's grace will be seated in this place. I sense it already. I know when a meeting is going to be explosive. I sense it. It's going to be great. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Put an offering in your hand, Father. We put a seal on all we have received. Bless us and bless our seed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Prayer band, you have a vigil. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, choir.
Chukwuma, Oyo Mana. Chukwuma, Oyo Mana. Chukwuma,
Oyo Mana. Oh, 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 oh Father, we thank you. We know our battles are over. We know our battles are over. Your testimonies have come, and they will remain. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness is on my side. Goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, greater glory. God bless you.